Czech state-controlled energy giant ČEZ is at the center of a scandal over shocking images relating to a special division for dealing with electricity theft. Images have shown training exercises where members of the company's special squad look like paramilitary commandos. Another film was taken by employees after a customer suspected of stealing committed suicide. Chris Johnstone has the details.
Two sets of images released on Tuesday have put the spotlight on ČEZ's anonymous-sounding division for non-technical losses. This deals with customers suspected of stealing electricity. One set of images show workers undergoing military-style training exercise, which include firing pistols at targets, handling grenades, and surrounding an occupied site. They are twinned with shots of workers escorting what appear to be half-naked prisoners with masks on their heads and others cutting off the head of a live chicken. Another video was taken when members of ČEZ's squad were called to the house of one suspect. He was found in a pool of blood at his workshop after apparently committing suicide. Both sets of images were released by a lawyer who is representing around 140 families accused of stealing electricity. The lawyer says they form part of the evidence from a police investigation into the ČEZ squad. He says its members are armed with pistols and knives when they go calling on non-paying customers. That is a charge which has been vigorously denied by ČEZ spokesman Martin Pavlicek.
This is not a true statement. Every time our team that is dealing with the technical losses of electricity goes to check the customer, they never use arms and they have never used it before.
Mr. Pavlicek says the special training was only carried out in 2004 and 2005 in response to a specific threat which had arisen to the power company's employees.
Our employees were repeatedly attacked by members of an organized group that installs equipment to steal electricity. We have had situations where our employees were held at gunpoint. People have used dogs against them. So for this reason, we have contacted agencies that have provided an expert insight with psychiatrists and psychologists that said that these people are working under immense pressure and they have to be prepared for these situations, not only theoretically, but also practically. So there is a reason, because the conditions in which this group is working is extremely stressful.
He says members of the anti-theft squad and their families are still threatened, and workers are physically and verbally attacked at work, so self-defense skills are called for. Last year, the squad uncovered 86 cases where gangs cultivating marijuana stole power, with raids taking place when individuals are under the influence of drugs. Mr. Pavlicek says the suicide video was doctored to give the impression it occurred when the special ČEZ squad called. Politicians and human rights groups have condemned the company, with demands made for the squad to be disbanded. ČEZ's top boss on Wednesday admitted some incompetence when it was created, but defended the squad's overall record.
Chris Johnstone reporting. Now, concerns about employee privacy in the Czech Republic are on the rise.